Company Picnic Specialist.
Hey, is John available?
This is.
Hi, John. This is Zach with the Bank of Cardiff. How's your afternoon going?
All right.
Good, good. I don't want to take up much time here. Just giving a quick follow-up call. We had sent you out an offer earlier last month. We're just circling back. Wanted to make sure that you had received it, introduce myself, see if there's any questions there. This was an offer for equipment finance, working capitals, lines of credit. Do you recall receiving anything from Bank of Cardiff earlier last month?
Nope.
Okay. That's the reason for the call. Sometimes, mail gets misplaced and the United States Postal Service isn't the most efficient. So just wanted to circle back with you.
All government's not efficient.
I would agree there.
They're all corrupt. You just read those Panama files that came out.
Yeah, that was
15,000 documents and government Mexico and Putin and everyone else. And those are only guys that got caught. Our guys are the worst of them all. They're just a little bit more polished about hiding their illicit gains.
Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more. That was pretty shocking, actually, when that stuff came out, too.
No, it wasn't shocking.
They've been stealing
from everyone for everyone a long time. How does Putin become network like, what, $40, $60 billion when he's ahead of a state like that?
Yeah, I don't know. Ridiculous. That's unbelievable.
I mean, yet we all know about Mexico, and they're puppet government, but ours is the most polished at hiding.
Yeah. Totally. We put in all those other governments. CIA put in that government there in Mexico and, anywhere else you can think of in Central America, South America, and so on.
Our government's all puppets, too. It's the illusion that, like George Carlin said, it's an illusion that people think they have a choice.
Exactly. They make it look like you do, and you don't.
Honestly, the bankers are some of the worst people of them all and stuff like that, too. The higher
absolutely. Tough to be associated with them.
There's no accountability. I thought we had the Sarbanes-Oxley Act after the meltdown of 2000 to hold people accountable.
Yeah.
The mortgage meltdown, you know what? No one went to jail.
People got rewarded.
Jamie Dimon, Angelo Mozzello from Countrywide, no one ever got indicted. The government just comes in, they find them, they take their share off the top, and that's all they want, and no one ever goes to jail, and the government gets their money, and that's all they want. And the average guy gets fucked again.
Yep. And nothing comes up. It's just so shocking because it's so in your face, yet nothing is done about it,
you know? What? Like I said, it's unbelievable. I don't understand, I just don't understand it. I vaguely remember someone calling, but you know what? We pay cash for everything. I don't finance nothing, stuff like that. We don't ever finance nothing. We pay cash for everything. We have zero debt in our businesses and stuff like
Great.
That.
Great. Okay.
Yeah, we're fortunately in a good position where a lot of people are and stuff like that.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that. I'm that's a good thing. I talk to a lot of business owners every day, and it's a rarity, to hear a business owner say that. So I congratulate you.
A lot of times people live their personal lifestyles through their business, and that's not a proper way to run a business. So.
Hey, cool. Well, John, I don't want to take up any of your time today. I just want to check in, see if you had received that. It was an interesting discussion with you. It's nice to talk with someone that feels the same way I do.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye.